Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Practice hard and you can beat your toughest opponent. Keep pushing, and you can beat your best time in the mile. Use your head, and you can beat that old largemouth bass. But one thing you should never try and beat is a train. Beating the train is a deadly game, and the train wins every time. That's because any approaching train is always closer and going faster than you think. No wonder someone is hit or killed by a train every 3 hours. Pay attention around train tracks. Always stop for an approaching train. And never, ever drive around lowered gates or flashing lights. It's not only illegal, it'll get you killed. Sure, mad video skills will help you beat your buddies. But don't risk your life and theirs trying to beat the train. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Temperatures will continue below normal for the next few days, but we will be storm-free for several days. That's good news. For tonight, a colder night. Overnight low temperature falls to about 38 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, get ready for a lot of sunshine with a high temperature in the middle 60s, which is still below normal. Then a little warmer on Monday. I think we'll be in the upper 60s. Chilly again Monday night, low 39. Tuesday's high, only 64. So some cool days and chilly nights ahead. The pollen count in the very high range again tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Dollar General is sounding the alarm on the economy and says its profits could suffer as its low-income customers start hurting. This is from Business Insider, so this is legitimate, okay? Listen to me. Dollar General CEO is preparing for a weaker economy in 2019. Todd Vasos, who's their CEO, said on Thursday the store's core customer is feeling a little less competent than he did in 2018. We're positioning ourselves for the back half of the year for a weaker consumer. Now, keep in mind that Dollar General's growing at a rapid rate. They opened hundreds of stores in 2017. They got 2107, but I'm sure they mean 2017 and 2018. It's planning on opening 975 more this year, 2019. When the economy bites, dollar stores are well-positioned to thrive, but even Dollar General CEO is preparing for the worst this year. So what's going on here, folks? We're told the stock market's strong, and we're told our economy's just blowing and going, so where is the disconnect? In my humble opinion, the powers that shouldn't be have been ordered to implode America's economy, and by proxy, the world's economies. Because so as America goes, so goes the world. Because they want to implement their new currency that will be the last tangible money that we will be able to actually hold in our hand, okay? Because what's coming after that is the digital currency. And we know this because of Scripture. We're told that there's going to be a world financial system because a man can't buy or sell without a mark. Well, that, by definition, is a world financial control system. And they will promote digital currency by saying things like, well, you know, there won't be any more drug deals, no more drug dealers, because no more bribery or any no kind of extortion, because every cent you spend is going to be tracked by the system. Now, honestly, if the system were in the hands of benevolent humans, that would probably be a good thing. But like most things at the international level, it's administered by Luciferian psychopath pedophiles, because all this is about ultimate control over us. The digital currency will go hand-in-hand with smart cities filled with smart homes, filled with smart appliances, talking through your smart meter to the smart control center, probably FEMA fusion centers, perhaps, I don't know, to essentially record everything you do in the former privacy of your own home. Is that what you've heard, Postman?
Yes, I've heard that and a few other things. I don't know if y'all remember back about a month ago, we played a video about Lindsay Williams. He was talking about the elites that they're in panic mode and they didn't know what they was going to do because Donald Trump, you know, had actually messed up what they were trying to do.
Oh yeah, actually he hasn't been initiated.
Actually threw him off by another 10 to 20 years on their agenda. All right. Also, Terry had this on his Facebook page and we mentioned it several times on here about the global currency reset.
Yes.
There was in the New Yorker magazine. In the Economist magazine. 1988 Economist magazine. Mm-hmm. There is that was 31 years ago. Yeah, 31 years ago.
Yeah,
31. And it had a picture of a phoenix. He was sitting in a pile of money. And he was on fire, okay? And that was a pictorial representation of the dollar dying. Mm-hmm. And they had it set in 1988. There was a Bitcoin on the at the bottom of the page.
Yep.
And it had 2018 on that Bitcoin. All right, so
now Trump threw him off, though, right?
Yes, okay. that's been thrown off.
I love it.
And what's been put into place of that is a new American currency. What I'm hearing is the money has already been printed, and at some point in time, they're going to try to go lockstep with the disclosure for one thing, disclosure about the ETs. Disclosure about a whole lot of stuff was going on in Antarctica.
Wow.
Disclosure about the ones that have been running through the United States for the past 100 200 years since mm-hmm. since it's been founded. And they claim they're going to tell you the truth about everything. All right. And also, the big thing is they're going to try to mask all of this, that including the indictments, because they've already started that, the indictments. I mean, all you do is read between the lines. And some of the indictments that we don't even know about, it's just the ones that they put on the mainstream media for a show. And that includes the fraud that's going on in the college realm.
Oh yeah, good
all
point.
Of, yeah,
good point.
All of that is tied in, and
I hadn't thought about it.
And they talk about the Ides of March when this actually goes down. There's a lot of stuff going to be in the news. It's a lot of stuff you're going to be distracted by. Who knows? They may fly a couple of UFOs over major cities and just let them sit there. And who knows? They may decloak, may cloak them back. Who knows? They may even land. Who knows? All of this is a distraction for the dollar. When that dollar goes, you know, it's hopefully it won't cause too much panic, but hopefully they can. They've got enough gold in place, and trust me. All the powers that be in all the countries, like China, Russia, and you know Brazil, all these countries. In other words, BRICS. Put it that way. That'll be a lot simpler mm-hmm. to say BRICS. I'm hearing that the Earth Alliance, is a group of military. Some corporate, and some of them are all planet, and the SSP is also involved in this, the Secure Space Program. These are the ones that are pushing this, and what they're trying to do is make a smooth transition from the old cabal money magic control mm-hmm. system.
Occultic.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make a smooth transition, and also I heard. I mean, I'm hoping this is true, but who knows? When this all goes down, I also heard that we're going to receive money from our straw man account. When I say straw man account, that means the money that was leveraged against you when you were born, when your mama signed your birth certificate, and that money was downloaded into the Federal Reserve from the City of London. And mm-hmm. you know, because believe it or not, that when this system goes, that'll end the papal rulership over the souls of men on the planet. That'll end it.
Wow!
It sounds crazy, but it's the truth.
Yeah, I've read that as well. Well, I hope something does end it. But is what's going to take its place worse than what we have now?
Well, it's according to how things go. Because remember. As above, so below. There's a battle.
Yes.
There's a battle going on, you know, above our heads every single day that we can't even see.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's in the physical realm, and it's in the ether realm.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess at some point it's going to manifest itself
it will.
Right in front
It'll
of us.
It'll manifest itself.
Wow.
As is done several times, you know, during the course of human history, those battles are being fought, are being raised in the sky above us. And people walk out to see him.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, let's hit this short break. It's 3 minutes or we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net. Bum, 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 bum.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We're talking a little bit about everything, about what's going on, really, the reset, the global reset, because they're going to have to do something, folks. And, Postman, you mentioned that there are indictments. Is it ever going to reach the top? Are we ever going to see Hillary perp walked?
You know, we're getting closer than we've ever been to... They've actually started back investigating that again.
And, yeah, I heard that.
I was listening to, what's the guy's name? Trey?
Gowdy?
Trey Gowdy, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I listened to Trey Gowdy the other day. And I want to hear what was in that that closed door testimony that, what's his name? The FBI guy?
Oh, which one? Comey?
No, not Comey. The other one had the girlfriend, Lisa Page.
Oh, yeah. Strzok.
Yeah, Strzok. Peter Strzok. I'd like to hear his testimony on that. You know.
Yeah, I would too. Have you seen an Eva, a listener of mine that posts a lot of stuff on our Career in the Air Facebook page? There's an article out there that shows a lady who's an Iranian agent, and she is a dead ringer for Lisa Page. So I don't know. There's so much weird stuff going on, man. Who knows?
But yes, yeah, it is.
I'd like to know what's going on too.
It is. I mean, you don't know what level. You know, they might have put a plan in.
Yeah.
Who knows? These some of these people may not even already be human.
Exactly.
You know, they probably weren't even born on Earth. Some of them were that are working in the in the government.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I keep trying to get across to everybody is think about how much we base our everyday life on what we're told by the media. Just think about it. What if the media were controlled by someone else who wanted to manipulate? Oh, my dear God. I mean, we get everything from the media. What happened on 9/11? I mean, all the wars? Everything comes from the media. They could tell us anything they wanted to and make us believe it.
Yeah. And, I mean, just think about it. In the grand scheme of things, what happened to, 200,000-400,000 years ago,
mm-hmm.
One of them was a half breed, and the other one was full pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of them just happened to be the one we call Satan or Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what he wanted was inheritance. What he wanted was to be grand poobah, in other words.
Yeah,
exactly. And so. I mean, he's on a campaign now to actually take what he claims rightfully he is, but it's not his, you know.
Right.
And he should have known that, you know, once his home world got destroyed, he should have known that, you know, that it wasn't going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he hates us anyway. He feels like we stole his birthright, or however you want to look at it.
Yeah, and that happened 3 or 4 times in history. I mean, even with and on the human side, history just kept repeating itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it happened with Abraham. It happened with the one that God made the covenant with.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's you know, history repeats itself over and over and over, as it says in there's nothing new under the sun. And
right.
That's so true. So true. Everything's a rehash of something that's happened before. I think we've actually run out of new things. It's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, but I mean, they happen on different timelines, so that makes it that makes some of the events, some of the actual things that happened during the event a little different, but it's basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got different people involved in it. You know,
right.
but the main core and the main thrust of the event and what happens is pretty much the exact same thing, just different players.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Oh, gosh. What else have we got going on? Let's see. According to Trump, Ryan blocked. Well, where did it go? I tell you, AOL has been giving me a very hard time. New Zealand shooting, you can't immediately discount this false flag. I'm not ready to call it exactly that yet, but it's very interesting. Red flag gun confiscation laws. This is deadly. This is from the Sons of Liberty Media. See what we're talking about here. If people who believe in the right to keep and bear arms... All right, one of these ads keep popping up. My computer's been hacked. Sorry. Here comes another one. Let's see. Donald Trump doesn't care about our constitutional liberties. If we don't wake up, they're going to be gone. There's the problem when Republicans control the White House and Congress. The good people of America, who would normally resist efforts from Washington to trample their constitutional liberties, go dormant, which is where most of them seem to be right now. Yeah, it's very true. Not since the British Crown sent troops to Lexington and Concord on the 19th of April, 1775, to confiscate the firearms of the colonists, has the central government in America attempted to pass laws to confiscate the firearms of innocent Americans. People who've not been accused of a crime, charged with a crime, or people who've not even threatened to commit a crime. We're talking about gun confiscation. Let's see, what are you talking about? Are they trying to pass a law?
Well,
go ahead.
If that's true, if what happened in on that bridge, Lexington and Concord, that happened in the United States. More than 241 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
History's going to repeat itself. It's going to happen again. Yeah. And who knows? It may very well be on a bridge somewhere, you know.
Yes.
You never can tell.
True.
Know? Yeah.
Well, according to this, Exhibit A is, of all people, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. Based on what he's doing, one would think he's planning to forfeit control of the Senate to the Democrats and to lose the White House in 2020 because he's holding a hearing to promote the nastiest form of Bloomberg-sponsored gun control. As it turns out, Lindsey Graham and his new best buddy, anti-gun zealot Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat, Connecticut, are scheduling a hearing on gun confiscation orders, sugar-coated as red flag laws, on the 26th of March this year. So I would like to know what's going on. Gun confiscation, a.k.a. red flag orders, were drafted and are being promoted nationally by leftist anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg and introduced in the U.S. Senate by, guess who, Marco Rubio. This would allow an angry relative or the police to make a phone call to a judge, and based on that call, the judge can issue an order stripping you of your 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment rights, all without your knowledge. The first you would learn about it is when the SWAT team shows up at your door in the middle of the night, ransacks your home, arrests you, and takes your guns. How about that? That's just wonderful.
So what are you going to do? One person at a time? One gun owner at a time?
That's going to take forever. They can't do that.
No.
It's going to take forever.
It's got to be done in a mass thing.
Well, and that's kind of where some big extinction-level event's got to come into play. Something disastrous has got to happen. because the best way for them to do what they want to do is for a meteor to hit, a nuke to go off, something to happen. That way, all our normal channels are cut off, destroyed. That way, we're looking for help. I mean, that's the easiest way. And then they show up and go, yeah, we can take care of you. We can feed you and all that, but you got to give us your guns, you know? And you got people who have six medications they can't get because the Rite Aid's destroyed. These people have them, and they're like, well, we'll take care of you. We'll give you your meds, you know? That's a scary thought.
It's not even worth it, you know? If you got to live like the way they want you to live, it's not even worth it.
No, you're basically giving them your soul.
Right.
Ain't going to happen, Captain.
And it'll be another Lexington and Concord.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what they're trying to avoid, I think. They don't want blood in the streets. They want to go. They will do anything to keep it from being a war in the streets. But what scares me is we've been sitting on our butts for so long that they've gotten all the various departments are carrying sidearms now. They've ordered all those billions of rounds of 9mm hollow point. They're prepared for a pushback. They're ready. Because they know we're going to wake up eventually. We're going to hit critical mass at some point. I think I read 25 or 26% of the population is critical mass. That's when it'll start. Because keep in mind how few of the colonists wanted to have America as a separate country. We wanted to succeed. We wanted to start our own country. It was a very minimum number. Most of them didn't want to get involved in the Revolutionary War.
If they do that, I mean, give us some thought. Do you know how resourceful Americans are?
Oh, well, we used to be very resourceful.
No. I'm talking about the twisted, trifling kind of resourceful. You know what I'm saying?
Sort of.
All right.
Example.
All right. You know how bad the insurgents were in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine trying to fight an American insurgent?
That's a very valid point. Well, you know, and the art of war. If your opponent is big and heavily armed, then that just means he's slow. You know, you use his advantages against him. And that's what the insurgents have done. When we have bombs that didn't blow up, they would take them apart and use those explosives to make their IEDs. Same with the Viet Cong. They were brilliant in taking our munitions that didn't detonate and using them against us. Yeah, you're right. Americans, we would be very good at that. We've never had to do it. It may be coming to that.
Yeah, you know, unless they use one of those low collateral damage type weapons, you know, or because, you know, we could, I guarantee there's some people out there now has already figured out, you know, how to overcome those those sound weapons already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, isn't it odd? I find it very strange that we've seen videos of them being demonstrated, military demonstrating them on soldiers, but they haven't been used. They weren't used at Ferguson. All the places where they would be the perfect weapon to disperse a crowd, they haven't drug them out and used them. What are they saving them for? For us?
For the event.
Yep. That's the only conclusion I can come to as well, Postman. All right, guys, bottom of the hour break, 5 minute. We'll be back.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, can I take out my room?
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. Do you have their number?
The best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Temperatures will continue below normal for the next few days, but we will be storm-free for several days. That's good news. For tonight, a colder night. Overnight low temperature falls to about 38 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, get ready for a lot of sunshine with a high temperature in the middle 60s, which is still below normal. Then a little warmer on Monday. I think we'll be in the upper 60s. Chilly again Monday night, low 39. Tuesday's high, only 64. So some cool days and chilly nights ahead. The pollen count in the very high range again tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here we go. Welcome back to the program. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building, as I like to call it. Up here in the attic with no static. We're talking about, well, the... I can't tell you what we're talking about. It would be better if I didn't. Second Amendment. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we're talking about the Second Amendment. Aren't we talking about Second Amendment?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes,
it.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, Second Amendment. Swear to God. Yeah, swear to God. Yeah, yeah. As Christians, you know, what are we supposed to do in Second Amendment? Are we supposed to, you know, I've been doing the whole, you know, we render to Caesar what is Caesar's thing when it comes to our tax dollars being hired to rip unborn children out of the mother's womb. I just don't see how we're supposed to allow that to happen. but I don't know how we're supposed to push back. You know what I mean? It's a catch-22, so to speak. But we're talking about a little bit of everything. The currency reset, that's coming. There's all kind of stuff that's coming.
And
go ahead.
The I don't know if any of you ever read up on it, but here's some points that that you know might lead you to actually you know go and check it out. The United States version of that is called NISAR, and the global version of it is called CHESAR.
Got to be kidding me, man.
Yes, it is.
I posted that on Clearing the Air earlier, the NISAR.
Yeah,
I did, about 2 hours ago.
And there's approximately 209 currencies that has to be brought up to the level of what it's supposed to be. And these currencies at some point in time when this reset happens, you know, they've been trying to RV the Iraqi dinar, you know, for a long time, ever since let's see, I don't know, I think it was 2003, 2004, you know, when it went in for a second time in Iraq, and it was it was lowered down to practically nothing, and in some online, I think you could buy meat of them, you know, for like $1,100 or something like that. And it was worth pennies compared to the dollar, in other words. Mm-hmm. But since then, that's been 15 years or so. The value is coming back up.
Is it?
Yes, it is. And there's another one too, you know, called the dong, the Vietnam dong.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just pay attention. You know, they were not long ago. They were in Vietnam. I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I heard Vietnam is booming. Is that true? Had you heard it?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. And their currency has also increased. I heard that on the radio. No, it was on a blog. It was on a YouTube video about 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. And maybe after this reset, the Chinese will stop cheating. You know, their currency will be valued, you know, like it's supposed to be valued.
Right.
At the right level.
We'll find out. Well, our friend Lisa is on the phone. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, sir. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good, sir. I just want those abortion clinics banned. That's it.
Yeah, me too.
That's it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. See you. Wow. Shortened to the point.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. I guess Barron has been whipping her into shape, huh?
Maybe.
I mean, I guess Barron's been whipping her into shape, huh?
Maybe, yeah.
There we go. Now my microphone's back on. Sorry about that. Yeah, cool. Well, that was. I'm with you on that. I don't believe in abortion. And I have a story, but I'm not able to share it yet because I can't. Not yet. But I will one day. I will one day. Wow. You know, I talk about Morgellons all the time. I'm getting some new emails and stuff from a guy in Louisiana that's just getting the hexagons and all this. I mean, this is just what scares me is nanotechnology scares me more than just about anything because of what they're capable of doing with this new science that we can't even see. Think about a weapon that you can't even see. That's the scary thing. Just like the Postman was talking about the sound weapons. We know they have those. Because we've seen tests, we've seen them tested. But just think about that. Think about a weapon you can't see. That's scary. Stuff that can get inside of you, stuff that can recreate itself, self-replicating nanobots. This stuff sounds like science fiction, but it's not. It's factual. It's crazy, but that's what's going on. And I still maintain that the abomination that causes desolation is... It's not the Holy of Holies, it's our bodies. That's what's going to be filled with an abomination. And that abomination, they're basically talking about transhumanism. That's my opinion. Could be wrong, but I don't think I am. Postman, what do you think?
Well, we're in the second phase now with these cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the second phase of our transformation.
You know, and you're bringing up the same thing on a clip we played about, I think it was David Icke talking about stage one is the holdables and went through right. The whole progression. Mm-hmm. And I used to think David Icke was a little out there. I don't think so anymore. I think David Icke's dead on the money.
Yeah, and before long, that that communication device will be in your head.
Yep, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, and you'll be able to access it, you know, and they will be able to access it.
Oh, it's convenient.
Yeah.
How convenient. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. We Americans are so spoiled. Because we want convenience. We want it right now. We want it the way we want it, when we want it, how we want it. And sometimes what we want's not what we need. You know?
Yeah, when they want to turn your volume up, they'll turn your volume up. When they want to turn it down, when they want you to sleep, you know, they'll put you to sleep.
They haven't been wanting me to sleep lately because I'm not sleeping very well. It's 2 hours a night. It's getting old. But I get a lot more stuff done, though, that way.
Yeah, it'd be easier to take out that way, easier to kill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Scary what they're doing, man.
And really a lot easier to control.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you, had you seen these new version of these human like robots?
I'm not sure. What are we talking about?
You can't tell the difference between them and a human.
That's not good. No, I haven't seen those.
No. Uh-uh.
If I have, I don't know it. That's the point, I guess.
They'll, tell you the truth, right now, the only ones that they're advertising is the female version. And you know
the sex yeah. bots, yeah.
Uh-huh. And they're anatomically correct. Everything is just like a woman.
I'll bet.
Everything. And what I'm hearing, they respond just like one, too.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening. This Hi. Is Cranky. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Cranky. How are you?
So far, so good. So far, so good. Well, it always starts out small, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? It always does. Always has.
MyDario.com. MyDario.com.
Mm-hmm.
Smart meter. All-in-one smart glucose meter. You what? Check your, stick your finger for blood.
Yeah.
And you got a little thing that plugs into the bottom of your phone and you read your blood on your phone.
Wow. Imagine that.
MyDario.com, it's already there.
Wow.
Just a couple more links and you're right on the money what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. Scary, man.
Yeah, and you see, that's a medical application for it. And they'll actually miniaturize it even more and then find a need to actually implant it inside of you.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll actually read out, you know, like it's supposed to.
Yep.
And you'll be
able, you'll
be able to project it through your eyes, just like a heads up display.
Well, like you said a couple of weeks ago, they always tell us what they're going to do before they do it. They have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like when the movie Blue Thunder came out. By the time the movie Blue Thunder came out, the technology that was in it was obsolete.
Isn't that amazing?
No, but I mean that's where we are with this.
Yes, sir. Absolutely correct.
Y'all have a good evening. Thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you. Thanks for caring, man.
All right.
See you. By the way, Crawdad has had some medical issues. I haven't talked to him. I don't have his permission to tell you what's happened to him, but he's had some emergency issues happen in the last 24 hours. So I would like to ask all you prayer warriors out there, and you know who you are, to pray for Crawdad, because we love him on this show, and I'd really hate to see him check out on us. So pray for Crawdad, please. MyDario.com. I wrote that down so I could go check that out. But yeah, I've seen there's stuff you can download to your phone where you can use it to check for stud finding. There's all kind of different things you can use your phone for. Yeah, actually, I've downloaded a couple that claim to be night vision, but they're not night vision. It's not the same as what I have, you know. So, but, yeah, it's just the next link, and it's going to get to where, it's like Postman was talking about, it's going to get to where they're going to want to download it into you. You're going to become the medium to which all this stuff is carried, because they're going to tell you, look how much easier it is, you know. You don't have to have a device. You can just, you know. You have it in your body. It's insane, but that's where we're headed. All right, another short break. We'll be back. 272-9228.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home.
Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. The program is available statewide on a first-come, first-served basis. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Call 1-877-497-8182 to speak to a program counselor, or visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more and apply. That's 1-877-497-8182 or hardesthitalabama.com. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
You know, business has been booming at Independent Glass, and they are in need for some fantastic employees. As a matter of fact, Independent Glass is looking for glazers or glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. And they offer medical and dental insurance, paid vacation, and, of course, sick time, drug testing, and a clean driving record. Call them today, Independent Glass, looking for glazers and glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Falcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
As I told you on the show a while back when we were doing some 9/11 stuff, back in December, a United States attorney agreed to comply with federal law requiring submission to a special grand jury of evidence that explosives were used to bring down the trade towers. Now the group behind the submission, the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry, announced the filing of a petition supplement. In other words, they added to their petition. Now they're naming persons who may have had information related to the use of those explosives. According to Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, the 33-page document contains 15 different categories of people who may have information material to the investigation, including contractors and security companies that had access to the towers before 9/11, and people and entities who benefited financially from the demolition of the trade towers, and people arrested after being observed celebrating. Those would be the Israelis. A name-redacted version of the petition supplement, which was filed with the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York on February 14th of this year, has been made available to the public. The unredacted version filed with the U.S. Attorney today will remain undisclosed in the interest of maintaining the secrecy, security, and integrity of the grand jury proceeding. This is good. This is the first time since 9/11 the federal government has taken steps to prosecute the use of explosives, which were used, no doubt, to bring down the World Trade Centers. The Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry successfully submitted a petition to the federal government demanding that the U.S. Attorney present to a grand jury extensive evidence of yet-to-be-prosecuted federal crimes relating to the destruction of the three World Trade Center towers on 9/11. That would be 1, 2, and, of course, the Solomon Brothers Building, Building 7. After waiting months for the reply, the U.S. Attorney responded in a letter noting that they will comply with the law. According to the petition, dozens of exhibits were presented as evidence that explosives were, in fact, used to destroy all three trade centers. Yeah, there's no doubt. No doubt at all. That evidence included independent scientific laboratory analysis of World Trade Center dust samples showing the presence of high-tech explosives and or incendiaries. That would be, I can't think of the name of it, thermite.
Thermite.
Numerous first-hand reports by first responders of seeing and hearing explosions at the Trade Center on 9/11. Expert analysis of seismic evidence that explosions occurred at the Trade Center towers on 9/11, both prior to the airplane impact, if there even were airplanes, and prior to the building collapses. An expert analysis and testimony by architects, engineers, and scientists concluding that the rapid onset, symmetrical, near freefall acceleration collapse of these three World Trade Center high-rise buildings exhibited the key characteristics of controlled demolition. Absolutely. There is no doubt. They were brought down, folks. No doubt. As they say, the evidence permits no other conclusion as a matter of science, as a matter of logic, and as a matter of law. They were brought down by explosives. There's no other way to explain it. So maybe we'll finally, once and for all, find out who brought those buildings down. Because I'm telling you, it wasn't 19 hijackers. It wasn't 19 radical Islamic hijackers with box cutters that did this. It's not. It wasn't. Everything's too convenient. How did they have their names already? The whole thing was a setup. I mean, no point getting into that. I get very upset. Because when you start talking about 9/11 and people call you unpatriotic, it makes me mad as hell. Because, no, you're patriotic when you want to know the truth. That's when you're patriotic. And the Bible says, what does the Bible say about being patriotic to a country? Nothing. You're not supposed to be patriotic to a country. You're patriotic to your God, your Father in heaven. But that's just my opinion, and I could be wrong. But I'm not. Okay, Postman, what else we got tonight?
Oh, I had a comment on that.
Please comment. I'd love to hear your comment.
But you know, if you really, really want to find out about whether those buildings were imploded,
mm-hmm.
The actual World Trade Center towers, the ones that were actually standing on the street that was looking up at it, like 4 or 5 blocks away,
mm-hmm.
and actually heard the explosion, you know, before the before the building fell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've got the truth, because I mean I was watching it on television.
Me too.
And you know you could see the actual debris from an explosion, you know, before the actual building started falling.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or what they call squibs, windows blowing out and all this stuff.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Yeah. Definitely. I kind of got to go with the suitcase nukes and the sub-basement levels with the two towers. That to me, that makes the most sense.
And it was done all the way down.
Yes. Yes. Because mm-hmm. when, you know, those things had sub-level basements, I think 6 stories down. Because it was built in a big bathtub, big concrete bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
So that's perfect, because you set it and you got that weird way that building was made with those tall steel rods going up and then the fake exostructure. You know, those steel beams kept that explosion contained, so it just hollowed out in the middle of it.
Right, and you know, it's funny as you say that, you know, because I had a hand in building a library tower out at UM.
Really?
Yes, I actually worked on it, and I'm talking about from when they first started digging the footers. They came in and excavated they actually dug down about, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 feet in the ground.
That's deep.
Yeah, and set the footers,
mm-hmm.
and I mean the actual caissons for this building. I mean they were, it was like, I don't know, maybe a 8, 9, 10 foot pool of concrete. I mean it was amazing,
mm-hmm. yeah,
just to keep the thing stable.
Yeah,
you know it, and it, far as storage concerned, from where we started digging, all the way to the to the top of the building. It's about 13 stories.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tall.
Mm-hmm. It is. And there's only 10 out of the ground, though, as you can see. There's about 2 stories above, I'm going to say below the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was there. I was there when they dug it up. And it just so happened, I have poured the columns that are in it.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's catch this call before we hit our time. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
And when we start digging, all the way through the...
Okay. please, if you're going to call, please turn your radio down because you're listening to your radio and not listening to me, and I can't wait 7 seconds for you to respond to a question. So please turn your radio down if you're going to call. Please. Thank you very much. Yeah, you know, well, as we know from Scripture and everywhere else, the foundation's the key. You know, you build it on sand, you know what's going to happen? You build it on a rock, and it's going to stand, baby. So, yeah, foundation's the key. But, yeah, those trade centers, man, that several stories of sublevel. And there's just, I'm sorry, they're not going to fall like that. They were made for airplanes to run into them. That's what they were built for. They were built to withstand that. And there's no way they should have collapsed like that. I don't know. What first thing that threw a flag up to me on that was the dude in the Harley-Davidson shirt. You know, just some, so we thought, just some Joe Schmo on the street. They asked him, you saw the building collapse? Yes, I saw the plane hit it and the building collapsed due to all the heat, you know, because the metal couldn't stand all that heat from that jet fuel, and therefore it was a symmetric collapse. Metal can't stand heat from jet fuel? What are you talking about, you know? He didn't know what he was talking about, but he was, as we now know, he was a reporter that was put there to say that, to make everybody believe that jet fuel can actually melt steel. No, it can't. Why do you think we have foundries? You got to pump all kind of oxygen in there to get it hot enough. But anyway, I don't want to go back on 9/11. I'll get mad again. But because we were sold a bill of goods on that. Think of all the people in Iraq and everywhere else that were killed, that are having birth defects, all the bad stuff that's happening to them because of this lie. You know, that's not right, man. That's just not right.
It was the Libyans, the one that they thought they did so bad.
Oh, the Libyans? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We came, we saw he died, as Hillary said.
And, I mean, they actually did that and left those people like that.
Uh-huh.
Because who knows, most of them probably died by now. I mean, why in the world would they use depleted uranium shells on a population that, you know, they had weapons also, but, mm-hmm. but I mean, we were carrying high-tech weapons. I mean, that's pure evil.
That's cold, man.
Yeah, it is.
Evil's a better way to put it. It's pure evil. Because now you got kids being born without eyes, without feet. It's just, it's evil. You're right. It's pure evil. It's almost like they want everybody in the world to hate America. They're doing a pretty damn good job of it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because when this country gets taken over, it ain't going to be the National Guard. It's going to be people from other countries that despise us. Therefore, they're not going to have any empathy, any sympathy. They will shoot you in a New York minute because they despise us. Do you blame them? Do you blame them? You know, if my son were born without eyes because of depleted uranium that these people from America used against my people, I would hate them people too. I get it.
That was done without a cause.
Exactly. It really was. And it's you're right, pure evil. It's the only way I can know how to put it. Pure evil. Okay, guys, the last big top of the hour break. We got another 5 minute or coming, but this is the last top of the hour break. 272-9228. Give us a call and love to know what you think about all this stuff. Call, criticize, whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter. We'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Joe Chiro. A busy day for Democratic presidential hopefuls. Bernie Sanders at a